Don't you give me no dirty look. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks.
This is J-Star. She's in her late 60s, or maybe her 70s. It seems to change depending on who's listening. She has a bunch of grandkids, and she's spent her entire life raising babies and working hard. But now, all she wants to do is sing. I first met J-Star at an all-night diner. It was 3 a.m., and she was wearing a leopard print dress and eating a piece of cake with a friend. I was working on a photo essay about people who are out late at night, and when I asked if I could take her picture, she started posing immediately, even as she gently refused. "What, me? You want a photo with me? I'm too chunky," she said, while swiveling back her shoulder and flashing me a winning smile. "Let the girl take your picture," her friend chided. And then, turning to me, "She is kind of famous, you know." I didn't, but I wanted to. J-Star told me she'd found her fame as a karaoke singer, and she invited me to come watch her sing. She performs every Thursday night at the Tasty Diner in North Providence. She said that if I really wanted to take her picture, that's where I should go. So, I did. I'm not sure what I expected, but the Tasty Diner wasn't it. For starters, it's in a strip mall, and it's huge, big enough for at least 100 people. But there was no one there except for about 25 aging friends, the heart of Providence karaoke. I had dragged my boyfriend Josh along, and together we brought the average age down a good 30 years. Everybody looked like they could be somebody's grandparent, even the DJ. Most people were missing teeth. Josh and I were doted upon. J-Star was thrilled we'd actually come, so she took us around to each table and introduced us as her guests of honor. As we waited for the DJ to call her up, she passed around a huge bowl of artichoke dip and insisted that we eat. She was treating us like her grandkids, but I realized I didn't know anything about her. The Tasty Diner was loud, so I asked if we could meet later that week at her apartment.
Oh, this is lovely.
You can sit where you want.
Okay.
Okay. You want to relax? Want a water?
I'm okay.
You're okay? You want snacks? I bought snacks. I'll put them on that table.
I'm okay for right now.
We'll do the stiffs, okay? We'll do this first.
In the karaoke world, you go by J-Star.
Yes, well, actually, to make a long story short,
a few years ago, she was invited to sing on stage with the Calamari Brothers, a Providence-based band beloved by the elderly karaoke set.
And Jerry Jack was the head of that band. And he said, "We have a rising star here. This is Joyce Star." And so that's how my name came about, but I shortened it to J-Star.
I should back up. For most of her life, she was Joyce Corsack from North Providence.
I was an alcoholic. I would get up in the morning and I'd down 7 shots of plain whiskey, Seagram 7. And then by noontime, I would hit the wine bottle. And then by nighttime, it would be beer. And this was on a daily basis. There was a lot of troubles in my life with my husband and everything. But I went to dances and I would get up and sing. But I'd be drunk. See, I always wanted to sing, but I was scared. I had to have alcohol in me. But then when I accepted the Lord as my Savior, I was delivered from alcohol. And so now I don't need a drink to get up. I just do it.
So J-Star is an opportunity to leave Joyce behind. But it isn't easy to completely reinvent yourself, especially when you have 7 kids and 16 grandkids. Sometimes she can't shake the guilt from her past life.
I love my children. I am so sorry, though, that I brought them into the world to suffer the way they did growing up.
At first, J-Star didn't tell her family about the karaoke. She was afraid. This was the first time she'd done something that was just for her. And besides, it felt kind of silly. But slowly, she's been letting them into her new world, introducing them to her new identity.
They love the name. They call me my granddaughter. I'm Grandma Star. They all adopted the name, Joy Star. So I'm Grandma Star to her. Yeah, and I call her Naomi Star. Yeah, she's so cute.
Singing karaoke gives J-Star confidence. It makes her feel young again, and it makes her realize she's creative.
And even now, I write songs, and they're coming from within me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've got 14 songs.
Now that she's a songwriter, J-Star has ambitions beyond karaoke. She even wants to start a band.
Do you remember what the Craigslist ad, like what you wrote in it?
Something very short, like, want to start my own band, 50s and 60s music. Okay, looking for musicians to play. Very short and sweet.
J-Star got a few replies to her Craigslist ad, but none that she wanted to follow up with. She'd seen some bad press about Craigslist and got scared about meeting people over the internet. But she hasn't given up.
So if you had to advertise, like, over the radio for who you wanted in your band?
Okay. I want a keyboard player. I want a drummer and a guitarist, at least. And I love saxophone. Calamari Brothers have a saxophone.
She isn't in a rush, though. For the first time in a long time, J-Star feels truly satisfied. And that's the heart of this story, I think. J-Star had her life, and it was a hard one. One in which she gave up a huge piece of herself to other people. She had no time to be who she was. And now, she's just doing what makes her happy, usually while dressed in a crazy costume and singing at a bar.
Go! I'm gonna wake you up early cause I'm gonna take a ride with you.
Tell me about what you wear when you're singing.
If you ever saw my closet. I like to dress for certain songs. That might sound crazy, but I don't think it is. Like, I did Little Honda the other night, and I had the glove with the fingers cut off. One glove, the black leather glove, and I had that, and I sang Little Honda, because you're on a Honda motorcycle. I never meant to be famous, although I always wanted to be a singer, but I know my voice isn't the greatest. I never went and took voice lessons, but I like making the people happy for those few minutes. Yeah. And I love it when people say, oh, I wouldn't sing, my voice ain't good. And I say, you know what, neither is mine. You do it for fun.
First gear, all right. Second gear, I'll be right. Third gear, we got time. Faster.
This story was produced by students from Now Hear This. You can find more stories at our website, nowhearthis.org. And we want to know, did you love it, hate it? Do you want to know more? We want your feedback. Send us an email at nht@ripr to let us know what you think. That's nht@ripr.org.